welcome to the podcast. This is Planting Wildflowers, and I'm your host, Rebecca Leonardis. As always, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I always love to bring you super cool guests, and today, this show is going to be really fun. I'm a little bit giddy, I'm not going to lie. These two ladies that are joining us today are women that I met online, kind of met them. You know how that goes, right? We're not really meeting people in a pandemic. But these women have become a big part of my life. I look forward to seeing them every Monday and hearing what they have to offer. So let me tell you, we have Kristen Kipp and Ashley Worrell with us today from a beautiful female-led business that is absolutely going to delight you called Willow and Blush. I'm going to let these ladies tell you a little bit about themselves, but let me begin by sharing with you that this is a passion project for these two beautiful women. They are longtime best friends, and I can't wait to hear more about that story. Part of my giddiness in meeting up with the two of you today is that you created a feeling for me. You took me back to, and I hope some of these girls are listening right now, to my Wendy, Danielle, Janine, Shauna days. Ladies, if you're listening, the friendships that we have held for such a long, long time and the things that we talked about and the dreams that we created together, these two BFFs took it to that level. They actually took what they talked about and dreamed about together and turned it into reality. And that is what Willow and Blush is for all of us to enjoy. It's so beautiful. So I could go on and on. I want to turn this over to these two because they can tell you about themselves, or maybe better yet, they tell you about one another. Maybe we have Ashley introduce Kristen and Kristen introduce Ashley. How about that, ladies? Welcome to the show, first of all. I'm so thrilled to meet you both.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
Yeah.
Podcasting is super fun. So tell us a little bit about one another. I would love to get it from your unique perspectives.
Yeah, Kristen, I'd love to hear what you have to say about me.
Ash, you should probably go first.
Well, I'll just start right from the beginning, I guess. So I had the pleasure of meeting Kristen on our very first day of grade 9. And the way our school worked was it was just such a massive school that they had to split the grade 9 classes up, and half of us went downtown for the first semester and half of us went to the school. So we both ended up downtown. And I mean, you can look at Kristen, there's no denying her beauty. So all I had to hear about all day was this most gorgeous girl that we had in grade 9. And all the boys were talking about her. And it so happened we ended up having like 3 out of our 4 classes together. And Kristen is a shy person, and she kind of just sat quietly all day. And I mean, I still laugh about it, and we still laugh about it because I remember exactly what she was wearing, and she had like all black on and her dark lipstick and dark nails and some highlights in her hair and just like stunningly beautiful. So we made it to gym class, and I had just been staring from a distance at this girl, and people were talking about her in this change room. So we're in the gym class, and I walk over to her, and I just look at her, and I said, "Do you even have any friends?" And I don't think I said it quite that nice. And she just looked at me, and she was like, "No, I came from a French school."
Oh,
and life went from there.
It did. Even now, like when we do like interact transfers or whatever, she'll make the question, "Do you even have any?" There is friends. Now we'll have to probably change that now that everyone knows our password. Anyone hacked onto her account.
Story. Okay, Kristen, tell us.
It was just like it was funny because she was literally the only person that approached me. I did not know a single person. So it was really overwhelming for me because I was never a super outgoing person. So having having this huge school to go to, I was actually happy that we got to go to this little school and I had half the grade nines to kind of get used to. And she was just like, and I knew she was like innocent. She wasn't trying to be rude. It came off totally rude, but I could just tell it like she wasn't trying to be rude. But she did at one point ask me if I was like into gothic clothing because I had all black on that day. I was not. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we just kind of hit it off and like literally spent every day from there together, like hanging out. It was just like, we just clicked. It was like Kristen and Ashley from then on. And she was just so like warm and welcoming and so sweet. Like nobody else came up to me to see, like, hey, and I wasn't about to start approaching people because everyone seemed to know a bunch of people. So it was very like intimidating for me too.
That's super tough. Isn't that testament to the fact that it takes a person to make such a big difference in somebody's life, right?
Yeah.
100%. You guys are how many years later and still best friends?
Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Too many.
It's gotta be around 24-ish. We're aging ourselves, but you know.
I'm thinking the way you describe what Kristen was wearing took us to the 90s. So we can kind of figure out. I love that. I love that you guys have been just a pair, a duo for such a long period of time and obviously have grown and evolved into that friendship. And I think it's so cool. It's so rare when women can forge these alliances with one another and see each other. I like, obviously after all that time, you guys have seen each other through the good, the bad, and the ugly. There would be no question of that.
Yeah.
We sure have. Oh boy.
I'm sure there's a whole series of podcasts we could do together.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
The thing Kristen could just be her own.
She could be her own. We'll just do a series on
that.
Thanks, Ash. I love you too.
Stay tuned, everyone. What I love besides the friendship is the fact that you took, like I said, you brought me back to so many conversations I had with some of my best friends, and the girls that I mentioned as we were introing here are still my friends. We may not have seen each other for a really long time, but I just have this feeling that we get in the same room together and it's going to be pick up right where we left off. And a lot of stories that start with, remember when we said we were going to do this? Remember when we said we were going to live across the street from each other and, you know, do this, this, and this? I love that feeling that you brought back to me because it's not something that sits in the forefront of my mind all the time. But the other special thing, and we're going to get to Willow and Blush as a business in a moment because it is literally the product of your dreams and the product of your partnership together, but you are a lot of things. And this is the part I don't enjoy about podcasting is so saying that, you know, you're both wives, you're both moms. You both have professional careers outside of Willow and Blush. These are all labels I know that sort of describe and give people a flavor for what you're all about, but your friendship goes beyond all of that. Maybe outside of your current business venture together, tell us a little bit about what life looks like for each of you outside of Willow and Blush. I know it's right now, life is not really indicative of how it is all the time, but give us a snapshot if you could about what life is like, because that's going to help us understand how unbelievably incredible it is that you started a business in a pandemic. I can't wait to get to that piece. So Ashley, you're a nurse. Let's start there.
Yeah, for sure. So if I went back to when I was 17, my goal in life was to get in and out of school as quickly as possible. And it's gone the exact opposite way of that. So I actually started off as a RPN and worked as that for a couple of years and worked palliative complex care and then decided to go back and do my RN. So I was in school doing my RN. I was also working as a RPN and then finished my RN and decided to push myself a bit farther and do my master's in nursing. So I completed my master's just at the same time, or started it at the same time I got pregnant with my son, all while working full time. So I've been a transplant nurse for the last 10 years. I also stayed at Parkwood and then clinical educating through Fanta as well. And then now that I'm back from mat leave, I'm a clinical educator for, it's called Nursing Resource Team, and it's a group of nurses that float from unit to unit throughout University Hospital.
Wow. Your life is very, very full. And a mother on top of it all. That in and of itself is full-time gig, right?
I guess I should mention that. I have two amazing little guys. They keep us hopping from the time we wake up till we go to bed, and wouldn't really have it any other way.
Absolutely. Oh, I think that's wonderful. And how about yourself, Kristen?
So I went to school to be a French teacher. That did not come to fruition. Once I graduated from UWO in London, I ended up working full time for Community Living London. So I worked with adults with special needs for a few years, actually, and then eventually transitioned. And then I was working as a service coordinator. I did a couple different roles. So it was kind of the social work field. And we were doing children's mental health up until recently. I actually resigned from that position in the midst of COVID. And I've kind of jumped in with two feet into Willow and Blush. So we both have a background of working with people in a vulnerable state, really. And we both love making people feel better or just helping. Right. So I think that's kind of, ironic, that Ashley and I kind of both came from similar fields in that regard. And I've got three kids at home. Four, if you count my husband. So I have a 10-year-old girl, my middle guy, 4, and then my youngest is 2. Oh. So it is busy here. Homeschooling and running a business and, all of the things.
All of the things.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on making that shift into jumping in, both feet into something brand new. That is not, that in and of itself is, that's a really big deal. It's not an easy decision. That's not a light decision. It is something to be recognized and celebrated. Both of you are just so incredible in terms of your willingness to, your generosity in terms of caring for people is huge. And even before you shared that aspect of your life, the way you come through in your business, which is new, and folks, I promise, we're getting to Willow and Blush. You're going to know all the things Willow and Blush. But it comes through. So I bet there's probably some times where you think to yourself, I wonder if our message is landing, in a specific way. I wonder if people can feel the heart that we're putting into this. And I am one of many customers of yours, but I can say, and I think I speak on behalf of all of us. Yeah, we can feel your hearts pouring into it. It is just, it's just a beautiful endeavor that you guys have stepped into. So why don't we go there now? Why don't we stop making people wait to learn about Will? Describe what it is. What is the concept? What is the structure? What is it all about? And who's it for?
So, we always said that we wanted to, work together and live together and, or live beside each other and have a tunnel between our homes. And then we would be old and wrinkly and be in the same nursing home together. So in the midst of COVID, we decided, hey, let's do it. Ashley was on mat leave. I was working from home part-time because I had the kids at home with me. And we thought, you know what? Fashion is our thing. We were constantly shopping together when we were young and hip. We were just like, we were at Bootlegger all the time.
Oh, this is a coincidence. I worked at Bootlegger.
You didn't. Oh my goodness. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah. So we would be constantly shopping at boutiques, and we were online shopping a lot when COVID hit, right? So we thought, hey, like, let's give it a try. What's the worst that could happen? So we did, and it took off like crazy. And the first thing was like, what are we going to be? Like, what's our name? Right. So, we were just racking our brains. Like, we want something original. We want something that really represents us. So that's where we came up with Willow and Blush, the name. So when you look up, like a willow tree, I'll read the actual definition, cause I wrote it down cause I love it, but I don't want to not say it properly or miss something. So the willow tree gives us hope, a sense of belonging and safety, the ability to let go of pain, suffering, and to grow new, strong, and bold. And the image of the willow tree represents our path to stability, hope, and healing. And then the color blush represents femininity, universal love, and confidence. So we went back and forth and back and forth, and Ashley and her son, Ashton, their favorite tree was a willow tree. And we thought, well, how appropriate is that? Right. So everything kind of fell into place from there. And then it was learn as you go. We did not know what we were doing. Ashley doesn't even have Instagram, or you just got it. Like, two girls who are not overly computer savvy are doing an online business. Figure that out, right? So
awesome. It's so people will be listening right now and they have sat in this place of fear or curiosity or both, thinking, I have this great idea that I would love to bring to fruition, but I don't know how to do this, but I'm afraid of this. So hearing the two of you and hearing your vulnerability in the beginning phase, you're still in the beginning phase of things. You're really, really new. This is going to give, I hope, our listeners some sense of empowerment and some belief that you don't have to have it all together to do it. When you decide that you're doing something and it's driven by joy, it takes off. So what listeners need to know is this is a beautiful, like, as a customer, let me describe to you, this is an online shopping experience. They are an online boutique. And I'm going to steal your thunder for a minute here, Kristen. I've heard you say this so many, every Monday I hear you say this. I'm just going to go for it. Kristen and Ashley select clothing and bring it to your attention. I'll have them detail that a little bit better in just a moment. But what I love about it as a customer is that I get to see 6 new things every week. And what I love about it being 6 things, at first I was like, only 6? That's perfect. It's almost every week that I want all 6 things. And it limits, it really limits the stress and frustration that you can sometimes experience when you're shopping. Because when you have so many choices in front of you, sometimes it becomes less fun. When you call them out and create focus on those 6 pieces, oh, it's so much fun. You guys are going to love this. I almost went back on the idea of us podcasting together because selfishly, I don't want anyone to know. But, you know, can't keep all the good stuff to myself. So did I get that pretty well right? I know on Fridays, Fridays are an awesome day too. You try to restock on things that were big, ginormous hits. But where did this concept come from? Who gave you this idea? Or was this part of the teenage dream?
I don't know that we necessarily, like, a lot of it, we would follow other boutiques here and there. A lot of them are in Alberta. But I think doing live videos, and that was way out of my comfort zone, way like, but we wanted the like shop with us experience, right? Like, because Ashley and I would go like shopping and, you know, we would try things on. Ooh, like, what do you think of this? Like that's what we wanted. So we knew we didn't have the financial means to bring in more than 6 items. So that may very well have been part of that decision. But yeah, we don't want people to be overwhelmed, and we didn't really know, like we didn't want to start off and just throw a bunch of money at something and then, you know, regret it after. So, now we are doing some new releases on Fridays too. And some of our premium brands, like Gentle Fawn and, Ampersand will do those on Fridays as well. So I don't know that we necessarily thought up any of this pre, like, yeah, go ahead, Ash.
No, I was going to say, I think when we were talking about it and being online, our talks were more about how can we create community and have a girls group. Because when COVID hit, you don't realize how much you missed that girl-to-girl shopping, contact interactions and stuff. That all got lost on us. And you and I are surrounded by boys. And we needed a women's group to feel that femininity and all of those things that we kind of have lost a little bit being in lockdown.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you've captured that. So it's so fun because there's this live opportunity to watch Kristen literally try on what's available that week. So when they say that they're creating community and inviting you to the experience of shopping with friends, that is what it feels like from the comfort of your own home. Kristen tries everything on for you. You get a chance to see what some of these beautiful styles look like on someone, which means something. And then because you're participating live, you are part of the conversation that's happening in the chat. And I love Ashley's usually in the chat answering questions that come up on pricing and sizing and you name it. I'm sure there's a million questions that flow through there. But it's so fun to watch the interaction of customers to see what they have to say. And you guys do that. You go live on both Facebook and Instagram now as well. You have Instagram now.
Well, I do.
And like, I think that was like another important point to touch on is like when we kind of started this, we thought it was like you and me, like we've got this. I had to go to my husband and say, I want to start an online clothing business. And that's about all I know about it. And he was like, he's been such a support to us, right? Like he has a master's in technology management and he's done business courses and stuff. So he like jumped in and he's like, we ended up nicknaming him Chris with a K instead of J, but he's kind of been a huge support to us. And then like, I think so many people have just reached out to us. We had someone reach out to us and say, hey, like, I'm happy to volunteer and help you guys fix up the website a bit and give it that look you're trying to achieve and like how unbelievably grateful we are. And then someone said, I'm happy to help you guys with Instagram. And then my next door neighbor was just like knocking on my door saying, you guys are getting too big. You need to incorporate. I do accounting, like let me volunteer to do that for you. And it's just been so amazing that way.
I think when you put goodness into the world, that's exactly the karma of it. It all comes back to you. That is amazing to hear. And I hope very encouraging for anyone listening right now, because there's no question. I don't even have to ask the question. There's no question that it is there are scary elements of diving into something like this. And I would love to know in a moment what the greatest surprise in all of this has been, good, bad, whatever. But there's no question adventuring into something like this in these unique times that we're in is, it's testament to the fact that you trust one another, testament to the fact that you must have incredible trust in yourselves, because even though you didn't have it all figured out, you were willing to fling yourself at something and see what happened, see what kind of response. And to hear that people were magnetized to that is the coolest thing. So I suppose that's one of the best surprises. Is there something that the two of you can comment on as on top of that? Like what has shocked you that you just didn't even consider as a possibility when you first began?
Kristen shocks and amazes me weekly, and she pushes me to new limits. Like I do a lot more behind the scenes, stuff, and Kristen's kind of more of the upfront. And I was telling her the other day that I'm like, sometimes you give me an arrhythmia because I get nervous. And I've had to push myself to just sit back, and she will say, "Do you trust me?" And I will have to be like, "I trust you. If you think this is best, then let's go for it." But me spending that much money on one item, yeah, my heart races a little bit and throws a few weird beats, but I trust her, and it usually pays off well for us.
That's amazing. Yeah, Ashley, when you were describing Kristen and you said that she was shy, I was like, oh, that's really cool to know, because Kristen, you are the face of Willow and Blush. Like, nothing in my closet that I own have I not seen you wear at some point.
Definitely a step outside of their comfort zone.
Good for you. That's a huge... Yeah. Huge thing to do when women, well, again, that goes back to you guys having one another's back. Because even in those moments where it feels uncomfortable or you're being stretched into places where you never wanted to go, willingly, at least, you know that you've got one another to sort of debrief afterwards and I guess release whatever didn't feel awesome. Mm-hmm.
It is kind of funny that you say that, because this week I watch it on my lunch break, Kristen times it out that way, and I got pulled into a meeting and I had to go back and catch up after on the end of it. And I get a text message from Kristen. She's like, "You didn't tell me I did a great job this week. Did I do awful?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, no."
I thought you might say something about that.
Oh, see, I just love it. I just love it.
She always messages me after. She's like, "Great job." And we'll just kind of chat real quick. And then she has to go pop back to work. So, and then I end up finishing up the day and stuff like that. So, with doing measurements and all of that stuff. So yeah, this week she didn't. I was like, "Oh no."
Did you guys establish these roles beforehand? Like, did you know that Ashley would be doing the behind the scenes for the most part, and Kristen, you would be in front of a camera a whole lot?
No, when I say we honestly didn't know what we were doing, we didn't know any of it and what it would look like. And somehow it's just our strengths have come through and what we can do. And it just happens to be that our strengths are almost as opposite as yes.
That's so cool. What did it feel like when you guys realized you were onto something? Like, this is going somewhere. Were you jumping around? Were you holy crap, I can't believe
it. Amazing. Yeah, we have been on cloud nine. Once we start, we just have always been seeing this increase and of people joining, people talking. That was huge for us, was when somebody posts a picture and all of the ladies comment, that was a victory for us. That was exactly what we wanted. almost as much as you know, being successful from a financial perspective is women supporting women. And so that was a huge success for us. So once we saw an increase in that, we were so ecstatic about that. And then, you know, as orders came in, like significant amount of orders came in, you know, that we were like, oh, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're building an empire. This is going to be huge. This is huge. How has this grown? We're not even a year old yet.
That's fabulous. You tapped into that a feeling that we needed. I think that is more like, do we need the clothes? No. Well, I suppose you do. You need yourself covered. But this is a want, and the need is actually the sense of community and the witnessing of of women working together. Like, it's a really powerful thing to, even when people don't know your backstory, to know that this is a female-led business catering to females. It's super, super powerful. I'm a big fan of women collaborating with one another, especially cultivating something the way that you have. I'm very encouraged by the fact that it's like, I can tell that you're motivated by the happiness that you're seeing unfold as more and more people discover you. And it's very powerful, the word of mouth attraction that's happening. I mean, I learned about you from a friend who kept, I won't even have to say her name. She just has a million cardigans, so I know you know who I'm talking about. You know, so we're talking about her right now. I was like, what is this place she's talking about? And looked it up and I'm like, oh, this is really pretty. I love the name. I connected right away with the name. And then your About Us page where you kind of give the lowdown on your background. I just thought this just feels really nice. And I mentioned before that it stirred up feelings of, you know, dreams that I had had with some of my girlfriends. And it was, yeah, that's the want, that's the need. And then the fact that there's beautiful clothing, to tap into, that's really the icing on the cake. It's such a cool thing. So while we're talking about friendship and female partnership and all that kind of stuff, I don't want to forget to ask you guys this. Can you tell me about the tunnel concept?
I honestly, like, we would just, I think it, like, we just got so close so fast that we were like, okay, like, if high school is going to end at some point, like, we need to figure out how to stay, like, close, you know? And I mean, like a kid or like a very young adult, obviously, like, you don't need a tunnel to go and visit your friends as an adult. But like, in our minds, it was like, we need to be together all the time so that we can like always hang out. So we created this concept that we would build a tunnel between our houses so that we could like sneak over and visit each other. Because, you know, we need permission to leave our house.
Yeah.
So it is ironic, though, because we both lived in London. And then into adulthood, Ashley actually introduced me to my husband. And we ended up, like, my husband and I and our kids. And Ashley and her husband were looking to move, and they were in London, and so she's familiar with the area, my husband's family is from the area, and we both ended up in this little town, and we literally can walk to each other's houses. We are like minutes away from each other, which is amazing and hilarious and just incredible. So we've created a tunnel. It's not underground, but it's just up the road.
So good. Ladies, I hope you're all sitting and thinking about that one friend or that group of friends you had where, you know, you'd give anything to be close with them if you're not close with them, or you're sending gratitude right now for the fact that you have that relationship that Kristen and Ashley are speaking of right now. It's just such a cool thing. And it carries you through life in the most exquisite way. I think it's just so cool. And those of you guys who don't know where they're describing, these two are starting, they've begun this empire from small town Ontario. So I realize that people are listening from all over the world, small town Ontario. And if you're familiar with what's going on in Ontario at this moment, maybe you're listening to this in the future, but we're together in June of 2021. We have the strictest lockdowns, even now, even in this moment, as we're speaking, ours are stricter than any other place on the planet. And these women, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not being a drama queen, that is actual fact. These two, who are also professionals outside of Willow and Blush, these two are also moms, they're operating families, they're doing this in a small town. And this is no longer a side hustle, a passion project. It is a literal empire that we're watching evolve. It is such a cool story for all of us to hear, because there is zero doubt that all of us have had something that has whispered to us, just do it, just do it, just try. You can do this. And we often look for reasons not to. We look for the distractions, and then we internalize those distractions, and a lot of good stuff never becomes reality because of our fear. Allow Kristen and Ashley's story to be something that sets you free from that. It is going to be scary. There's no question. But it is also so driven by joy that I'm sure that it's worth every painful moment, every stressful moment, all the arrhythmias that Ashley has experienced. Such a powerful thing to see it come to fruition. So, ladies, what would you say to female in any industry, a woman who is listening? Maybe she's out on a walk right at this very moment. Maybe she has been writing some ideas down and she's thinking about creating something, moving forward with an idea. What do you say to female entrepreneurs in this time? Is this, you know, put your foot on the gas and just let it go? Or do you have some words of wisdom for considering prior to making a big decision? I would love to know just your ideas on beginning fresh in a challenging time.
Honestly, when you have support from those around you, even if it was just like support between Ashley and I, it seemed like a much softer jump or a softer landing, right? So when you're saying, okay, I'm just going to do it, it makes all the difference in the world to have that support. And I think once you have that, you have that feeling like nothing's going to take me down. I'm going to do this. You go in with that positive attitude. And luckily, Ashley and I, both of our husbands are so, so incredibly supportive. Ashley's husband's basically part of the team. Like, I mean, so with that support, we feel more confident in the things that we do, the decisions that we make.
I think a big part for me was I wanted to start a business. I didn't know how, but I also had this part in the back of my head that was, when you're older and you're looking back, are you going to regret that you didn't try? Are you going to regret that you let fear hold you back? Because that was all it came down to, was fear. And I mean, I'm so lucky I have Kristen at my side, because I probably, had she, both of us not been on board, it probably wouldn't have happened. So I think just the fact that we had like a mutual goal and stuff, it allowed that little bit of fear, but I also had a crutch because I had Kristen by my side.
I love that. Oh, I could think I could talk to the two of you for a whole lot longer. I'm curious, not specific to Willow and Blush, but Are there people that you would consider your mentors, like guides or helpers along the way? I know obviously you have one another, but are there people that you look to for inspiration that give you strength to on the days that are a little bit tougher? Because those days are inevitable.
Ashley and I were talking about this earlier, and I think she definitely needs to share her thoughts on this one.
Well, like I'll remember what I think I kind of said to Kristen that I find my husband to be very inspiring, and like if you know him, when we first moved in together, he would wake up every morning and say to me, "Today's the day I'm gonna kick butt." And I'd always look at him and be like, do people really feel like that about their jobs? Like you wake up and you're going to kick butt today. And he could have things that knock him down at work. And the next day he was like back up at it again. Today's the day I'm going to kick butt. And he just, his like love and passion for his work. And just, if he's at work, he's fully present at work. If he's with the kids, he's fully present with the kids. Like, and his mood is very even almost always. I don't think I've seen him worked up once. And that inspires me. But on top of that, I said to Kristen, I'm so inspired by people who are just unafraid to be themselves. I think society puts pressure on you that you have to work this many hours and do this and do that to be considered like a model citizen and employee. But if a woman says to me, like, I want to stay home with my kids and I love being a stay-at-home parent, that inspires me because you're doing what you love in life. And I always just go back into my head is like, you only get one shot to be who you are. So just being here, I'm just always inspired by people who are just themselves. Mm.
That's fantastic. How about you, Kristen?
We're definitely on the same page. Like being a mom and seeing other moms, that's inspiring in and of itself because it's like, it's so relatable. And watching everybody go through their individual journeys and learning from that. My kids inspire me though. Like, and I can't say that it's like, inspire me in work, so to speak, but in being who I am. They discover their talents and their passions. It kind of reignites like my passions and what I love to do, right? And you watch your kids be in the moment. And we spoke a little bit about that. Kids are always, they live in the moment. And that's kind of what Ashley and I have been doing or trying to do as best as we can. But I think we learn a lot of that stuff from the little ones, right? Mm-hmm. You see them just like get into something and love it and are all about it. And that's what we've been with Willow and Blush is like, this is our passion. Our passion is being around women and, you know, helping women feel confident and be confident in what they do, right? So, yeah, I mean, inspiration's all over the place. Mm. Really.
That's a fact. I just love that. So can you guys say, has the fruition of Willow and Blush, has it lived up to the dream of working together all those years ago? Is it beyond your expectation? Is it way off the mark? Or did you tap into like a real dream source here?
I think so.
Kristen, I'm only laughing because of the other day when
you asked him for Elizabeth. It's a dream. The other day, he's my four-year-old. He was asking what a friend of his mom does for a living. So I said, I she's a nurse, right? Ironically, not talking about Ashley, but, and I said, well, what does mommy, like, what do I do for work? And he's like, a packager. Yeah, you nailed that one on the head. Yeah. packaging, you know. So it's just hilarious to see how they see it too, right? But I mean, our dream, our goal, it may not have been as intricate as it has become, was to always be talking to each other and spending time with each other. Like, that was the goal. This is kind of the cherry on top, right? Like, so we are in constant conversation. I mean, a lot of it is business related, but we also know each other's lives inside and out. And that kind of comes with friendship and being like in a partnership for this business. So, and I mean the physical proximity. So it's kind of all come together, and then the business is kind of just makes it that much better. So, I mean, being able to work with Ashley is, it's a dream come true for me, because she's the most amazing person. She's my person, you know. If I, you know, aside from having my husband and my like spouse, like Ashley's my person. She will always be my person. I go to her for anything and everything. And I trust her with anything, right? Like, I remember when we were talking to the accountant, he was like, so, you know, there are times when people need to make decisions. And what happens if you disagree? And Ashley, you're like, well, but like, we won't. Fine. We're not, there's not going to be a disagreement. Nobody's going to need to make a decision for us. We just don't. And he's just like, no, but you need to decide. And we're like, no, it's not going to happen. So it's just funny, but just being in constant contact with such an amazing person. And we have very parallel lives in the sense that we both have the young boys, and it's just, yeah, that's the dream, is having a close, close friend.
And I think you and I approach like conversations. We don't agree on everything, and it can't be possible. But I was listening to a podcast once, and the person had quoted Winston Churchill and said, if two people agree on everything, one of them is unnecessary. So I always keep that in the back of my head when I'm entering conversations and trying to seek things from other people's point of view. If you and I agreed on everything in this business, you really could run it, right? Like.
Yeah, that's a really cool point. I love that. I mean, you guys, for all the similarities that you have, there are obviously places where you fill one another's gaps. I mean, that's the beauty of friendship. That's the beauty of connection. That's the beauty of most female relationships, especially as you move into business, anything business driven. So really, really great stuff. How can we keep following you guys? So are you on, and we've already talked about Instagram, Facebook. Tell the listeners, where is the best place to tune in and when? And then maybe give us some hints. Is there something, or is there anything around the corner, up your sleeves, anything you can share that we would know ahead of anyone else, really? Scoop on anything.
So as far as finding poor us,
Kristen.
What's that?
I was going to say, poor Kristen, I throw a new idea at you every day.
I was going to say, I'll say where you can find us, and Ashley will tell us what our 10 next ventures will be. We will continue to do live videos on Facebook and Instagram because it's just an easy way to have immediate interaction. Whether we'll branch out and do, like I said, we're both not very tech savvy. So like the idea of like doing something on YouTube is just like gone. So we very well might have something like that down the road, but you know, we have our website. We always have the new stuff that we have launched, obviously, on our website. But I mean, through podcasts like this is fantastic. And we would love to, you know, revisit this down the road with you if you would have us and see where we're at then, you know. But Yeah, Ashley can tell you about our next multiple.
It depends the date. I think right now our goal is Kristen and I just love giving back to community as much as possible. We always are donating to different charities and stuff. So we're actually in the midst, and when I say midst, it's more of a concept, of planning a hopefully fairly big charity event in September.
Oh, beautiful. I noticed most recently you partnered with my sister's place in London, Ontario. Is there a reason or a method to how you select where you make your donations? I know any company that decides that they're going to share themselves in such a generous way usually has a connection or an idea of why they want to partner with those places.
I did clinical placements as a student at my sister's place, and you just meet some of the most beautiful souls when you're in a place like that. They're in places of hardship, and they're ready to give you anything and everything, and you can learn so much from the women. And I think it was also bringing perspective to people. It was a hard week that week, and Kristen and I both said, we're having a hard week, but we could be having a harder week, and there's women right now that are. So let's give back to them.
Oof. Threw me off there.
Now you're making up. Oh, Kara, stop it.
Oh. See, this is why I told my husband I didn't want to do the video portion, because sometimes you can hide it. Maybe people can't hear you sniffling, but they can always see my face go red when I stare up. I think that's wonderful. And that's one of the beautiful benefits of partnerships like the two of you have. When you have this opportunity, you take it and you turn around and take all of the goodness that has flowed to you, and you keep it moving. You keep it flowing down the line. And I think in our show notes for everyone who's listening, I will link up my sister's place, which is a beautiful, beautiful community space in London, Ontario. And even if you're not local to the area, maybe you'll take a look at it and share it or pursue a similar type organization in your local area, because there are a lot of women out there. There are a lot of people in general that could really use the type of support that the two of you have contributed to lately. That was very touching. Wow. It's been a super wonderful, wonderful conversation. And we didn't even get to, this is why you guys do have to come back. You just do. Let's just plan it now. You'll come back. Well, you know what? Why don't we line it up where we talk again? Because if the charity event is something that you're bringing to fruition, maybe we can call that out and share the details of that so that the listeners know how to participate in whatever way it ends up evolving. We didn't get to some of your partnerships and how you make your clothing selections, but I think each of the people who are listening right now, the very first thing they're going to do is hop on Instagram or Facebook and look up Willow and Blush. You can also find these ladies at willowandblush.ca and shop what they have available, and just know that there are always fresh new items arriving. Kristen, like we said before, will model them for us on Mondays in the afternoon, and 7 p.m. that same day, those same items that she shared with us go live. So you have an opportunity to purchase them. So if you didn't catch her live on your lunch break, you're able to catch up and make a list of the things you want. Just be prepared right now. Maybe, just prepare yourself is what I'll leave you with. A lot of packages arriving at your door over the next month. Yeah. So ladies, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for a lot of different things. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for sharing your obvious, obvious generous hearts. I've said it before in this show and I'll say it again. I am the biggest fan of women collaborating with one another and being examples of what is possible when we support one another, when we actually look to lift one another. And even though you may not agree all the time, that would be very boring. There's this opportunity to recognize one another's strengths, amplify them, and enjoy the ride. Like you said, Ashley, you said it, you only have this one chance to live. Why not recognize and tap into all of those things that just light you up? It's been so fun going back to that feeling of friendship and hearing from the two of you this concept for creating community and connection and feeling like we're having this fun opportunity to shop with you both. It's been extraordinary. I want to thank you again for your time today and just for being the people that you are. Thank you so much for being on the Planting Wildflowers podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.